God's plan is operating toward a glorious conclusion. Bible Students Courses. Course 1, Unit 7, Lesson 9, by Mark D. Vogt. According to the purpose of the one who is operating all in accord with the counsel of his will, Ephesians 1:11, that God has a plan, logos, is without question. Self-determinists, with their doctrine of free will, deny that God has an absolute plan. However, this does not alter the sure facts of Scripture. Only one has free will in the entire universe, and that is our Sovereign Father, and yet even He is restricted to some extent, for He could never do something that was contrary to His very essence, which is love. For all of this, we can indeed be thankful, because we can always be assured that He will love us unreservedly and will do nothing arbitrarily against Himself. Before the disruption of the world, Father determined what He was going to accomplish and how these things were going to be accomplished and when they were going to be accomplished. His timing is impeccable, never too early, never too late. He always executes His plan, logos, to perfection with the ultimate goal in mind as He brings about the end product, the glorious consummation. The finished product will be the reconciliation of the entire universe, where every creature, ever born or created, human or celestial, will live in glorious perfection, in utter harmony with all others and with God Himself. And in the process, all will bring unimaginable glory to God the Father and to the Son of His love, as well as to reciprocate the love that God has shown us. In designing His plan, Father determined that the way to bring about His goal was to bring evil and sin into the world, and to use these as the backdrop in order to demonstrate His love and compassion for humanity. God always has the long view in sight. We humans are nearsighted, caught up in circumstance, wanting what we want, when we want it, and of course, we want it now. In accomplishing His goal, Father uses all obstacles and trials to teach us and to humble us, and ultimately bring us to the place where we see and realize that He is going to be all in all, and that we're powerless creatures without Him, the Creator. I applied my heart to inquiring and exploring by wisdom concerning all that is done under the heavens. It is an experience of evil Elohim has given to the sons of humanity to humble them by it, Ecclesiastes 1:13. Eventually, God will be all things to all creatures for all time. God brought all into the world for this specific reason. He intentionally brought sin and evil into play, and it will last only a relatively short time in the divine arrangement of things, and when they have served their purpose, God will dismiss them from His universe. The same applies to death, and when it has accomplished its divine goal, it too will be abolished from His universe, 2 Corinthians 15:26. At the consummation, when the last of humanity will be vivified, God's plan will be complete with the unending increase of Christ Jesus' government. Of the increase of His government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon His kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even for the ages. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this, Isaiah 9:7. Topics: Major, Evil, God, Sin, Sovereignty; Minor, Consummation.